Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you know it's January the 7th, 2021. As we are now in the new year, Happy New Year to everybody. This is our first edition of the new year of our show. And our, believe it or not, since 2012, this is our 13th year, believe it or not, I'm sorry, our 9th year, believe it or not, on our show. And I was thinking about our other business, my Global Touch Enterprise business. We've been there 13 years. But anyway, 9 years, ladies and gentlemen, we've been doing this show since 2012. And we have helped thousands upon thousands of businesses, entrepreneurs, startups, churches, nonprofit organizations across this country to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And we're going to have a great show today, ladies and gentlemen. It's, again, beautiful day, another day in Houston, Texas, as we are continuing to do our growth strategies for 2021. This is our year of abundance. This is the year for you to really maximize the moment that you have at hand. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to stay focused on the prime directive of what you're here to do, as we're now in the seventh day of the new year of the month of January 2021. And so what we're going to be talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, on the show, basically, it's going to be simple, basically, business growth strategies to grow your business in 2021. Every new year, we always talk about growth strategies, building your business, building your brand, adding more new customers, new partners to your business, expanding your business, not only locally in your area, but also three levels. You have, of course, your location. You got nationwide, and then you have globally. And when you look at the three steps of growth in your opportunity, in your business, first of all, you have to understand where your business is going today, what strategies have you already put in place from last year that has worked that you can continue to add to this year, 2021. And not only that, what are you doing right now to reach out to more customers, getting more customers into your business to look at your opportunity and what you have in the marketplace? And again, you know, we talk about this. Business growth strategy gives you more freedom and allows you to be prepared for what's coming. And so our business growth strategy, number one, develop your strategy and have a plan. And ladies and gentlemen, you can have your plan based on what you did last year, if it has worked for you, if it has done some justice for you. then continue. Don't scrap and just say, I want to start from scratch all over again. You know, there's always going to be opportunities to tweak, to add to adjust, to make sure that you have the right steps that you're taking to get to the next level. And depending on what level that may be. From December of 2020, what was your closeout looking like that month? What that month closeout looked like? And now you're in a new month, new year, it's January 2021. What are you going to continue to do to continue to add the momentum? You should work through the month, through the next month, through the year, so that way you can continue to run. And sometimes we can do a run in basically 90-day runs. Every 3 months or every quarter, you want to do your first 90 days, right? So you can basically look at what you need to be doing, making sure you have a game plan in place and a strategic plan that's going to help you move from one step to the next. And so when you look at it, ladies and gentlemen, there are many strategy and goal settings methodologies that you can adopt and you can take a hold of. One approach that was created in the 1970s, but it's gaining popularity and used by companies like Google, Intel, Netflix, Twitter, and Amazon, and it's okay approach. But let me tell you this. When you think about the OKR stands for objectives and key results. So if you look at the OKR approach, everybody's doing that. Basically, you're looking talking about objectives and key results. And so basically, it's a collaborative goal-setting method. Use a clearly defined objective along with 3 of 5 key results or outcomes that can be measured and tracked. So this approach, ladies and gentlemen, motivates everyone in their entire organization with a top-down and bottom-up system that fosters clear communication and collaboration toward the same plan. This approach allows businesses to continually monitor goals, stay on track, and celebrate clearly defined successes. And so you want to be the one utilizing this model, and basically this is an old approach, but everybody's still using it, the OKR approach, again, which stands for objectives and key results. And so when you look at it like this, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to help you guide you to making sure that you start your 2021 this year off right. And so when I talk to a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, and people who are looking to get in business today and build their own network and build their own brand, you want to make sure you're following this to the letter. So whatever your objectives are on a regular basis that you've set for your company and whatever key results that you're looking to gain or get at the end, you want to make sure you're reaching that and you're staying focused. Okay? So business growth strategy number 2, assess your resources. There's another famous saying, go big or go home. But you have to ask yourself some very important questions first, and this is always good to make sure you ask these questions in reference to your business. Can your business go big? Are you prepared for business growth? Do you have the resources needed to grow? Do you have enough employees or will you need to hire more? Or can you produce more of a product or service offering to meet the increased demands? Well, these are simple questions to ask yourself. But if your answer is to this, and also can your vendors and suppliers keep up with your business growth, and do you have enough money to support the growth? The key factor. It takes money to make money, but when you talk about growth money, growth size or growing, you're going to need more money to grow. Why? Because you're going to need more resources. And the more resources you have, the stronger you are. Too much business growth too quickly is a good problem to have in theory, but if you can't meet the demands, you will do more damage than good. You don't want to upset customers and clients and turn them away due to back-ordered products and services, or worse, make them switch to the competitors. And basically, this is why assessing resources and ensuring they coincide with your business growth plan is key. These are the things, ladies and gentlemen, you must have to have in place towards your business growth. You have to do the assessment. You have to do the full analogy. And making sure you leave no stone unturned so you know exactly where you stand. Business growth strategy number three, research and analyze the competition. Well, in order to grow your business, you need to increase market share, of course. One surefire way to do this is to take business away from your competitors. But first, you need to analyze the competition. Who else does what you do? How well are they doing it? The goal is to do it better, faster, and cheaper than your competitors. Here are a few ways, ladies and gentlemen, that you can make sure your business stands out in the crowd. You want to be the brightest light in the group. Not the dimmest light, but the brightest light in the group. So you want to offer customers incentives. I say this all the time, ladies and gentlemen. You got to be customer obsessed. Your customers is going to make it for you to get to the next level is how you treat them, how you reward them, and how you educate them on what you do so they can share it with others. And so when you think about it, you want to offer your customer incentives, reduce prices to lure new business, increase product and service delivery speed to get customers faster, and basically step up marketing and advertising to increase visibility and create a larger presence. You can never have too much exposure. I'm going to say that again. You can never have too much exposure. And you want to tell a story, be unique, and get creative to capture the market. We always say that, everybody who tells a great story wins the crowd. And that's what it's all about. If you can be convincing and tell a great story, guess what? You can gain more people that's going to be gravitated to you because they now can be relatable. You're relatable now to them. And the more relatable you are, the more likable you are, the more people are going to come at you. And they would love to see and share what you're offering with their family, friends, and people that they know. Remember this. Your customers know more people than you do. You want to empower them. You want to impact them. So that way they can continue to share your product and service and how you treated them on a regular, consistent basis. And that's what you want, repeat business. And then you get new business when they share it with others that they have, that they know. And so this is why your growth strategy was always good when you do your research and analyze your competition. You always want to do that. Okay, so business growth strategy number four, identify ways to acquire new customers. This right here is where you really want to pay attention to. This right here is where everybody in business always seems to want to, this is the biggest answer, biggest question, rather, that everybody's asking, how do I get more customers? How do I acquire new customers? My customer acquisition base. How many customers am I adding to my business on a daily basis? That I'm open, I'm in business. Whether you have a brick-and-mortar location or internet-based business and you have an e-commerce site where you're building and you're sharing information to customers to come and purchase through you versus your competitors, you want to basically, you got to do a little fishing. You got to do a little capturing of what their needs are. And you only satisfy three things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace is what people want, need, can't afford. You satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be successful. So there are a number of ways to acquire customers. Capturing clients and customers from the competition is one way, but acquiring brand new organic customers will only help further your business growth strategy. Another way to grow your customer base is to look at the customers you already have. According to Forbes, which I love Forbes magazine, it can cost five times more to attract a new customer than it does to retain an existing one. I'm going to say that again. It can cost five times more to attract a new customer than it does to retain an existing one. Your existing customers are your customers for a reason. So identify ways, basically, to extend your reach to them, either through upselling or adding additional products or services. Offering referral programs, incentives to existing customers is another way to attract new customers or new business. And remember, we said this before, you want to attract them, you want to continue to be customer-obsessed, driven, making sure that they're getting their needs met, and that if you're shipping out products and services on your website and you have a web-based business, you want to make sure you're giving them to a quick period of time. You know, I know during the pandemic, a lot of things are a little slower right now, but, however, nonetheless, if you're doing the shipping yourself versus having another company to do the shipping for you, then you want to be in control of when the product goes out. So as soon as that order comes to you and they made a payment to you, you want to start that old saying, as we know, out the door in 24. Or you can do out the door in 12. Or out the door by 8. It depends on how you want to ship and how your shipping methods are. But the quicker you're getting the product out to them, the faster you get the deal done, the more satisfying they're becoming. And then guess what? You'll have that customer sharing that with them, with their friends and family. And now you can generate new business because they'll be ordering also from that same, from your site. Or if you have a brick-and-mortar location and you have them to order that way and they can just pick up at the store, that's fine. You can have them to order online and they can pick it up at the store. That's what most big-box brands are doing right now. I can order from Target if I want to do that online and pick it up at the Target store if they have it in stock. So I don't have to wait for shipping. That's another way to cut that down if you really want to speed the process up, okay? So that's one good way to maintain and generate new business. Everybody wants to generate new customers and getting new customers. What is your goal for new acquisition of customers each week? What numbers are you looking at? How can you start getting that number up? Those are the questions you need to be asking yourself today. Business growth strategy number 5, explore market expansion. Oh, I love this part. Increasing your foothold in the market will help your business grow. Brick and mortar businesses can explore increasing the numbers of locations as well as branding out into new geographic areas. Online businesses, which I love that, I'm part of that, can increase by reaching expanding delivery into other states or by going international. Another way to expand reach is to explore a new target market segment. Perhaps your core target is a baby boomer, but now adding millennials to the mix may help expand your market even further and increase your customer base. Whoever your target market is, whatever age demographics, you want to be able to add to that. Now it's something for everybody. Remember that's that one-stop shop you always see to think about when you look at these stores today and what everybody's doing? Co-oping is the key, and I keep sharing this, and I've been sharing this for the past 9 years about co-oping. And as we teach and train these and give you guys these tools and tips here on GTE Professional Network Radio, the goal is to make sure that you understand exactly what the trends are. Co-oping. Look at the stores today. If you look at the gas stations, you have a Burger King, a McDonald's, a Taco Bell inside them, right? There's two companies under one umbrella sharing the same resources of customers coming in. So when you get gas, now you can get food, right? So now they're sharing. Co-oping is key. And so if you think about it, on your level, on your business, if you have something else to add to your business, that's going to be not only just for your one target market, but for everybody. Make it universal. And start adding to your portfolio of your business. That's basically all you're doing. And the more you add to your portfolio, the stronger you get, the better you are, and now you can expand. And everybody's looking to expand the market. Expansion is the key to success of growth, bottom line. Okay? Business growth strategy number 6, product and service development. I'm laughing at that because product and service development, we talk about this I just got through talking with this with another client of mine here on the show. And again, GTE Professional Network Radio, we're basically a web design and marketing company because Global Touch Enterprise is my web design and marketing company that I have. I added this radio show to the mix because I saw a lot of my clients who wasn't getting the exposure or proper training that they needed to grow their network. Well, and since I've been in business and since I've been coming from manufacturing, working for big manufacturing companies, I just learned to basically know how to get things out quicker and better in the marketplace because it was taught to me through the manufacturers. Believe it or not, the retailers are nothing but distributors for the manufacturers. Of course, Target don't make anything. Best Buy don't make anything. Everything is done through the manufacturers. But there are distributors. They're housing a warehouse of goods and products into their network so that they can sell and basically upsell to you. And so this is how the marketplace works. So when you think about product and service development, you want to look at adding additional products and services to expand to your existing portfolio as another way to grow your business. For example, a wedding photographer can add high school senior portraits to their list and of services to increase customers. When McDonald's want to reach new customers, they add apple slices, milk, into their Happy Meals. And basically, you can talk about attracting parents who want a healthier fast food option. And so when you think about rebranding a product is another way to expand your reach. When Harley-Davidson used a rebranding approach targeting women, they opened their business to a new group of potential customers, basically changing the way a product or service is offered can also help a business grow. And basically, if you think about it, a traditional brick-and-mortar store can add an online component to expand reach to gain more customers. This is what I've been sharing with everybody. Why would you have a brick and mortar location today? This is 2021 now, and you don't have a website for your business to expand. Everybody can only go to see you locally in the store. Well, you know what's happening with the pandemic, right? So why would you not? And this is what got me because I was looking at all the retail companies out here today, and I was going through them, and I was doing a survey. And I was going through all of them, and I noticed they don't have a website. So what happens if the store is shut down, the brick-and-mortar location, now you can't sell anything because you don't have a website. But wouldn't it have been better, product and service development, to expand? This was talking about expansion again and rebranding and adding a website of the same product that you sell in your store. You can have online and people can order and purchase and you just ship it directly to them. That's the basis of what they talk about expanding and growing. Well, a lot of the baby boomers may not get this. The millennials and everybody else know, as of course, back in the day when Microsoft was talking about it, when he was saying it, you know, if you don't have an internet business or online business, you're going to be sold out of business, right? And so you have to have some kind of e-commerce site if you're a brick. If you have the products and if you're providing a service, you want to basically have an e-commerce site where your clients can go in there, your customers can go in there, they can purchase and select dates. It's interactive now. You can schedule appointments online. And even if you go to my website at globaltouchenterprise.net, people can book an appointment with me, and then guess what? I can go ahead and set up that appointment and schedule and go from there. And I don't have a brick and mortar location. I just have an internet based business. And the opportunities that we provide here at GTE Professional Radio for new up and coming entrepreneurs who want to start a business, we have something for them too as well. And so this is why it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, today to be focused on what's available in the marketplace. Look at what you have, the technology that we have today. There should be no reason you shouldn't be growing in your opportunity in your business today, unless your market is dying, unless your industry is dying, and there is nothing else that people want or need or can afford. Okay? So those are the things to be looking at. So strategy number 7, reevaluate pricing. I share this with a lot of my clients because every year we talk about how can we increase, look at our pricing that we did in 2020, 2019, 2018. And let's go back to the last 3 years, basically. And look at your growth of your company and your products and pricing that you price each product that you have. How much profit did you make from those items? And what was the most item sold? And then what was the least item sold? So you want to evaluate that. So price plays a big role in business growth. Increasing prices will ultimately increase revenue, but may reduce sales. Decreasing pricing will gain additional customers, but depending on resources, could be costly. Sales events, discounts, and new customer incentives are 3 popular pricing strategies to drive business. Now, if you have a new product that's in the marketplace that nobody else has and you're introducing it to the market, then you would be able to price it at a certain amount. Why? Because it's new. Nobody has it. It's something brand new. So based on your cost that it costs you to produce or make this particular product, you have to now begin to see what profit margin you want to gain from this particular new product that you're introducing to the marketplace that nobody else is having. Or if you have an existing price on a particular product that you've been selling before and continue to sell, you want to make sure you have a great opportunity to do that too and look at that as well. Strategy number 8, refresh your marketing and promotions. Believe me, promoting your business and having a presence in the marketplace is vital. You can't exist without it. Let alone grow without marketing and promotions is key. You got to understand that. You got to have that. Increasing marketing spending or even revamping a current campaign can help with business growth, period. So if you think about it, we have internet-based we got social media. We have your website. That could be a key to your marketing and promotional campaigns. You got your email marketing. You got a lot of lists of things you can use right now today, ladies and gentlemen, on a regular, consistent basis. So I want you to remember this well. If you're doing it, you want to make sure that your marketing doesn't always have to be expensive. There's ways to cut your costs in marketing if you're doing social media. And thanks to those social media platforms, YouTube, you got now Zoom. You can do a lot of different things on video platforms that you want to use to do your marketing campaigns on, even on your website. And your website should be the main focus of that so you can continue to grow and don't have to spend a lot of money there. So that's what you want to do. And so last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, be prepared for anything. Thanks to 2020, a new question must be incorporated into any business growth plan slated for 2021, and that is, can my business survive anything? While maximizing growth is ideal, you have to be prepared for the things that can completely unravel that growth. If you have to close your doors for an extended period of time, can you take your business online? Do you have enough of a paid to lose business and still survive? Are you truly prepared for anything? By following these strategies, ladies and gentlemen, you will basically gain some insights to growth for 2021 and beyond. So be prepared, be ready, and always, always evaluate what you have right now. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, my name is Ed Peterson. I'm your host. I'm super excited to be able to share with you today in reference to all of the things that we're talking about when it comes to basically building your business growth strategies for 2021. And again, if you have any questions, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And I'll be happy to assist and help you on your gain growth for this year, 2021, as we continue to build and grow our network in the area where we do business. And with that, I want to say thank you all for tuning in for this edition. Until next week, we'll have a another series, growth series, for the month of January as we continue to grow our network. So with that, we want to thank you all. Keep building the faith, ladies and gentlemen, and keep building the dream.